Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Miller and I'm here with
Aiden,
Claudia,
Sandra.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Today we'll be discussing the general must-know knowledge about a serious topic. In this case, it's suicide.
To begin, let's inform the basic info about suicide. Well, basically the definition is an act of causing one's death or like basically taking their own lives. Well, impulsive acts include due to bullying, depression, stress, financial problems, or even relationships, whether it's like romantic relationships or just friendships in general that stresses them out. According to the World Health Organization, suicide is among the top 10 causes of death in the United States, which 50.6% is committed by suicide are firearms, which include guns or just like taking their own lives personally. And that includes 23,854 individuals. And also 27.7% is by suffocation, and also by poisoning it's 13.9%. So after hearing the basics, when do you guys think it's actually become a major issue?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Sandra. You know, actually knowing when this all began may be more important than what we actually think. So according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in the last 17 years, the overall nationwide increase has been 25%. And suicide rates in all states in the country, except for one, has increased between the years 1999 and 2016. So after, you know, looking at that, you can definitely tell suicide has become a major issue in the 21st century more than what we saw in the 20th century. And that could just do with, you know, with a lot of like factors. You know, it could do with technology, just the way the environment's just getting bigger and bigger, the more interaction with more people and people. And, you know, more people could mean, more friends, more this, but it could also mean more people coming after others and, you know, causing these increases in suicide.
I agree with that, Kevin. In fact, there are differences in genders when it comes to suicide. As for women are more likely to suffer from psychological problems, as in to experience thoughts upon suicide, while men tend to be more aggressive. As in the UK, 58% of male suicide includes suffocation, firearms, and hangings, which is really aggressive what men do towards suicide. And also, while women, it's 43% of overdoses and poisoning, which is more likely to be less effective to them. Also, men are taught at a young age that the best way to deal with emotions is to, in fact, not to deal with it at all. They are taught to suppress any emotions that seem to bring out the image of appearing vulnerable. On the other hand, there are more statistics that state that females have higher rates of suicide, but it really depends on how they are towards the...
Suicides are quite common within celebrities because people who are under big companies tend to always have a huge schedule that doesn't allow them much personal time for themselves. Knowing that, they often find themselves suffering from insomnia, depression, substance abuse, eating disorders, and suicidal thoughts.
I'm glad that you brought up this topic, Claudia, because suicide problem is not just a problem in America, but also a global problem. Here are six countries that have the highest suicide rates: Lithuania, Russia, Guyana, South Korea, where Jonghyun died, and Japan and China. And the main common factors of these six countries are depressive weather, harsh living conditions, alcoholism, academic or work failure, pressure from company, or lack of mental health treatment.
Those are all really good reasons you bring up, Aiden, but one reason we should really focus on is the topic of cyberbullying. For those of you who don't know what cyberbullying is, it's a way of bullying others through the use of social media. Around half of teens have been a victim of this, according to Harford County Examiner, and a research center has concluded that over 80% of teens use their phone on a regular basis. So as you can tell, teens are always on their phones. In today's generation, in my opinion, I would say the use of Finstas have been a big form of cyberbullying. A Finsta is a secluded Instagram page for close friends. If people keep using their Finsta or any other source of social media to keep attacking on others, there will be an increase in depression, which can very likely cause increased rates in suicide. After discussing, you know, ways cyberbullying has played a factor in today's generation, I think it's really important we start focusing on ways to prevent cyberbullying. So I think one of the things we really, really, really need to start doing is having more discussions in school, more assemblies, more people talking about it to show how it's a really, really big factor and how one little tweet post you make can really affect someone in their life, because some of the things people post can be really hurtful. So I think having more discussions in school would be really, really important for many people. And also, you know, we have counselors around school. I think speaking to a counselor, if you ever feel attacked, a parent, anyone, go to someone you trust, you know, someone you could talk to. That's going to be your one way of really, really, really finding a way, you know, to make this stop, is going to someone you can trust, someone who is going to be there to help you. And, you know, it eventually, maybe, you know, if someone has a little bit more of the confidence, speaking to that someone face to face could really also be a good idea too, if you feel comfortable doing that. So there's many ways you can go to prevent this. I think you just have to take it in the most smartest way and you will be successful.
I'm glad that Kevin brought up this topic of cyberbullying, because it is a major part of bullying in general and is happening a lot of times in school in any country. Here are two factors that people usually aren't aware of that have to be included in order to be considered as bullying: an imbalance of power and a repetition. There are several types of bullying, such as verbal bullying, social bullying, or physical bullying. We generally see more verbal and social bullying in women and more physical bullying in men. Victimizers mostly had bad parenting or environment, and it's been a critical issue in America because victims tend to not tell their parents about their situation at school. Verbal bullying is also a destructive issue in America because it is highly connected to vicious online comments and trolling. It is a most likely cause of celebrity suicidal because of its publicity and anonymity. There must be a legal improvement or creation of policy that can punish cyberbullying more strongly.
Yes, involving cyberbullying or bullying in general, you know, these experiences can lead to depression and make people blindsided, because due to the acts of harassment, that can cause an individual depression personally and lead to more things if it gets out of hand. And the big question is, could depression lead to suicide? I feel like it can, because 60% of people who commit suicide have had a mood disorder, which includes major depression, anxiety, or even a bipolar disorder. And 7% of men are with a history of depression will die of suicide, yet only 1% of women will take their lives. Also, past attempts of suicide, either men or women, could lead a more positive, like a more aspect of suicide, like more they want to take their lives. But it also depends on what they do to get it treated. So involving depression or even suicidal thoughts, it's really important to discuss the facts in your head to other people, and always having someone there when time for needs. And it also helps, it's really important because it helps you prevent suicide and also helps you discuss your feelings on how you feel and what you feel inside is what's bothering you and keeping you away from your life goals. And also, it also lowers the chance of more suicide attempts. And the people you can usually talk to could be family, friends, or even a professional to truly find out what you're going through.
To conclude, if you're feeling suicidal, you're not alone. Let a trusted friend or adult know. It's crucial to reach out to someone you trust. Now, if you don't have anyone you're comfortable with opening up to, there are dozens of hotlines online who are available 24/7 to talk. A way to help yourself feel better is to use positive affirmations. Saying phrases such as, "I will get through this," and "I can find peace in my heart," can help clear one's mind of suicidal thoughts.
And that concludes our final thought. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and remember that there is always someone out there you can talk to.